Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Asking for help in life takes bravery. Women addicted to alcohol and drugs know this very well. Most suffer silently while their lives fall apart, their children and their families in crisis. For more than 40 years in Southern California, New Directions for Women has helped addicted women recover in a nationally recognized treatment facility in Costa Mesa. Their doors are wide open. It just takes the first step. Call New Directions for Women. The number is 888-786-0509. Again, 888-786-0509. You can also visit them at www.newdirectionsforwomen.org. New Directions for Women. They know recovery.
We're facing uncertain times, but Navy Federal Credit Union wants you to know we have your back, and we remain committed to serving all of our members all of the time. That means you can access and manage your accounts from our mobile app and website with no monthly service fees. Additionally, you can get in touch with our world-class member service. For 87 years, we've covered our members in good times and bad, serving active duty, veterans, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA.
While you can't believe everything on social media these days, you can believe it's possible to start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Instead of waiting to see what happens when life gets back to normal, take control of your future now. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
If the woman you love, your mother, wife, daughter, sister, partner, or friend, is on a downward spiral from substance abuse and doesn't know where to turn, let us help. New Directions for Women, a Costa Mesa-based addiction treatment facility, has the answer. Since 1977, we have helped over 5,000 women change their lives, returning them to sober, healthy living, restoring love, hope, and dignity to them and their families. Don't wait another day. The woman you love needs your help now. Call us at 888-786-0509 or visit us at www.newdirectionsforwomen.org. Again, 888-786-0509. New Directions for Women. We know recovery.
To talk to Bruce Cook, pick up the phone and dial 714-283-830.
It's Bruce Cook live Sunday night, Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. Easter Sunday night, ladies and gentlemen. It's an honor that you're listening to our show tonight and that you're tuned in to Angels Radio. Our guest tonight is Ron Brand, if you're just joining us. He is a labor and employment attorney with Kahana and Feld firm, and we're talking about how to survive the coronavirus during really hard economic times. Before we went to our break, we actually got into the subject of fraud in terms of businesses and unemployment and people doubling down or maybe cheating a little bit. There's always that factor, and we don't want to go negative tonight, or any night, really. But we don't want to go negative tonight on Easter about this. But I think there's some concern that because of the hastiness of putting this together and the overwhelming nature of it, there will be some problems. Any more thoughts on that, Ron, or shall we change subjects?
Well, yeah, just a couple of items. The CARES Act, that's the $2 trillion economic stimulus program, under which is the Paycheck Protection Program. The CARES Act actually created a new special inspector general for the pandemic recovery within the United States Department of Treasury. And that inspector general is going to be tasked specifically with investigating misconduct and fraud. And they're going to have a lot of resources, I believe, to identify fraudulent activity related to the CARES Act program. So that was I was glad to see that in the in the statute that there's going to be an inspector general who's specifically assigned to rooting out any type of fraudulent activity. And unfortunately, there will be some amount of fraud. It's just the nature of some people during crises to take advantage of the situation and prey on people.
Unfortunately, it's very true. It's very true in anything. I guess we will survive it like we do everything else. The worry, I think, the worry among people that are fiscally conservative and frankly worried about our multi-trillion-dollar deficit as it is, are concerned that our children and grandchildren will bear the brunt of this because it's not going to be easily rectified. And all of these dollars, although truthfully they are dollars that everyday men and women for many years have poured into our government treasury, when these dollars are spent in these huge numbers, how is it going to be for the economy in terms of a bounce back? The optimists are saying, we're going to come back, you know, in a year or two, everything's going to be the way it was. Others are saying this is a 5 to 7 year turnaround. As a labor attorney, what does your crystal ball tell us?
Well, as a labor attorney, my answer is, I really don't know. I mean, I've read a lot about it, and I just don't know how the economy is going to respond after this is all said and done. But from an attorney standpoint, whether the economy is good or bad, there's typically a lot of work for employment attorneys, because when the economy is bad and people are being laid off and terminated, there are more lawsuits. But when the economy is doing well, businesses will tend to spend more on attorneys. So whether the economy is good or bad, I don't think it impacts employment attorneys so much. But just getting to your point, yeah, I don't know what's going to happen. This is new territory for all of us. The country hasn't seen a crisis like this at least in 100 years. The last pandemic that the U.S. has faced occurred in 1918 to 1919, the Spanish flu, over 100 years ago.
You weren't there for that, I assume.
I was not.
No.
I hope you weren't there either.
I feel like I was. This is a repeat for me. I remember it all very well. I remember it all very well. Anyway, let me ask you another question back to where you were before, talking about the businesses under 500 employees and the furlough situation. Speaking about your clients, and obviously you're not going to name names, but have your clients come to you and said, gosh, yes, we never expected this. Our cash flows were not prepared for this. Yes, we have a major business. We've got 499 employees in four locations, but we have only enough cash flow to last us for 60 days. How do you respond to that?
Yeah, I've had that come up a few times, and the simplest answer is to furlough those employees. And in that situation, they would not be entitled to get any emergency paid sick leave or emergency paid family medical leave because they're being furloughed because of potentially lack of work. And in those situations, I tell my corporate clients, tell those individuals, even though they're being furloughed or maybe even laid off, to apply for unemployment insurance, because there's a very good chance they're going to get unemployment insurance. I mean, in fact, 99.9% sure they would get unemployment insurance if they are being furloughed or laid off as a result of the pandemic. And there's just simply not enough money to keep those people employed.
Well, that's good advice. I hope you guys out there tuned in tonight just heard that. Apply for the insurance anyway. Apply for it. Let me ask you another question.
Exactly.
Let me ask you another question. I heard today on radio that Disney, I believe it said in 2 weeks, I assume by the end of April, if this has not turned around in some way, we'll be furloughing thousands of employees. I understand that up until now, they have kept paying people either in part or wholly, depending on the situation, but they are planning to furlough thousands of employees by the end of the month. That's a big deal here in Southern California.
It is.
What do you say? What do you say? All those people, will the system be able to handle 4,000 park workers from Disneyland Park in Anaheim applying for unemployment insurance, et cetera?
Well, there is a backlog, and I know it is taking time for the EDD to get to all the applicants and to process all the applications. And my understanding is that the EDD is hiring new people to process the applications, but it will take a long time. I mean, I know in a lot of other states around the country, it takes people weeks sometimes to get in touch with the state agency that administers unemployment insurance. Those agencies were never designed to deal with an influx of tens of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people. And so they are just catching up to speed.
You mentioned,
I think they will.
Yep. You mentioned lawsuits a minute ago with your clients, your employer clients. What kind of lawsuits can you share with us? What's cropping up between employers and employees lost legally these days? Anything egregious?
Well, there haven't been any lawsuits yet with respect to the Families First Coronavirus Response Act. It just took effect April 1st. I suspect that there will be lawsuits in the future. Right now, most courts are closed down in California. They will accept filings, and they will deal with emergency petitions and both civil and criminal and family law. But for the most part, courts are kind of shut down in California. And how that's going to impact litigation going forward is hard to tell, but cases are going to be postponed for some period of time. Trials are being scheduled out, but they are dealing with some urgent matters related to some criminal matters and family law matters that they will hear, I believe, telephonically or over some other type of video conferencing system. But the lawsuits that I've seen up until now have dealt with some disability discrimination, things that aren't related specifically to the pandemic. But I suspect once things settle down and the economy starts to reopen, I suspect there will be lawsuits related to the Families First Coronavirus Response Act.
I would imagine that it will hit the courts like a bomb in mid to late summer in an overwhelming fashion, especially if all civil matters have been postponed. It will be quite a reckoning to get through it through the end of the year, I would guess.
It will be. Courts are already overburdened and don't have enough funds to operate.
Very so, true. We got to take our third break, Attorney Ron Brand. When we come back, I want to ask you about the $1,200 that so many of us are waiting for and what that's going to do for us and how that's going to function. And also how it intersects and works with the other benefits that are out there that we've talked about. Ladies and gentlemen, Ron Brand online tonight. I'm Bruce Cook. It's Angels Radio, AM 830. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
If the woman you love, your mom, wife, daughter, sister, partner, or friend is on a downward spiral from substance abuse and doesn't know where to turn, New Directions for Women can help. It's a Costa Mesa-based addiction treatment facility that has the answer. Since 1977, New Directions for Women has helped more than 5,000 women change their lives, returning them to sobriety, healthy living, restoring love and hope, and providing dignity for them and for their families. Don't waste another day. The woman you love needs your help now. Call New Directions. The number is 888-786-0509. Once again, call 888-786-0509 or visit them at www.newdirectionsforwomen.org. That's New Directions for Women. They know recovery.
Becoming an excellent athlete takes hours of practice. It also takes hours of practice for a teen to develop real defensive driving skills, car control, crash avoidance, and the skills to handle crisis situations. The Master Drive program teaches more than just the basics needed to get a license. Your son or daughter will learn the skills they need to become a safe driver and make better decisions. Classes start soon at Angel Stadium. Get the best for your new driver. Go to MasterDrive.com for more information and a demonstration.
Each Mind Matters helps advance awareness of mental health and wellness in our community. Step up to the plate and strike out the stigma surrounding mental health. Join us in creating a community where everyone feels comfortable talking about mental health and reaching out for support. To learn more about how you can step up to the plate, visit facebook.com/eachmindmatters. That's facebook.com/eachmindmatters. Supported by the Orange County Health Care Agency through the Mental Health Services Act.
Asking for help in life takes bravery. Women addicted to alcohol and drugs know this too well. Most suffer silently while their lives fall apart, their children and families in crisis. For more than 40 years in Southern California, New Directions for Women have helped addicted women recover at our nationally recognized addiction treatment center in Costa Mesa. Our door is wide open. Take the first step. Call us at 888-786-0509 or visit us at www.newdirectionsforwomen.org. Again, 888-786-0509. New Directions for Women. We know recovery.
Bruce Cook wants to hear from you. Now back to your host, Bruce Cook.
Good Sunday night, good Easter night, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Bruce Cook, Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. Ron Brand is with me tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I know you've been listening and enjoying and also learning about lots of stuff that we need to know in this coronavirus time in terms of our employment, our livelihood, our future, our money. I asked Ron before the break to talk about the $1,200 stimulus check that many of us hopefully will be getting this week or soon. But before I go into that, Ron, I got another question I want to start with. Since Angels Radio is basically and primarily a sports station, and that is the impact financially on a national pastime, obviously baseball here, that is so important to so many millions of people. And professional sports in general relies heavily on television and also on filling the seats in the stands. We have neither. The economic impact, obviously, is tremendous. If television doesn't come back soon in some fashion and the people don't come back to the stands, as a labor attorney and employment attorney, how will major league teams such as the Angels cover the costs of these multi-million dollar contracts with their players, employees, and upper management? Will they have to break contracts if it goes too far? Can they break contracts if it goes too far? What does it mean legally, and what does it mean professionally for the sport?
Yeah, that's a good question. A lot of contracts have what are called force majeure provisions, and it's basically a contractual provision which says that if a situation arises that's outside the control of the parties to the contract, which prevent the performance under the contract, then they can rescind the contract. So I don't know if the contracts between, you know, Major League Baseball players and their teams, you know, have such a provision, but they are generally they're fairly common provisions. And so, for example, a force majeure would say if there's like an act of God, war, acts of terrorism, even it'll say epidemics or pandemics. And in those types of situations, the clause can be invoked, and a party can say, we're not going to perform under the contract because of this particular clause.
Do you think that could happen, or am I being too dramatic?
I think it's certainly possible. You know, who would have thought that we'd be in this situation, you know, 6 months ago, a year ago, right?
Well, I think
where
that
we are now.
I would think that I would agree that it is possible if things do not turn around in the next few weeks and all of these different sports that have postponed and canceled cannot figure out a way to come back in some fashion over the summer and into the fall, we'll be looking at this.
Absolutely. I hope baseball does come back. I grew up in Anaheim, going to Angels games my whole life, so I really hope that baseball comes back. And I just heard on the news that Major League Baseball is considering playing some type of shortened or truncated season in Arizona.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
And
there's
how that will play out exactly.
I think they were thinking of doing it in Arizona and in Florida. Am I correct with that? But anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
I've heard that that's happening. Who knows? But I got to tell you that it is really a pleasure every Sunday to show up here at this amazing place and do this radio show. There's a lot of history here. And for someone like yourself who grew up here, it's part of your life. So we confirm that and say, yes, let's get it back together as soon as possible. On that note,
yes. Let's
change subject to the last moments we have together. What about this $1,200 or $2,400 check for a married couple that's coming our way? What do you know about that? Is it a good thing? Is this the right thing to be done? Is it really going to help? And are we going to have to do it again and again?
I don't know if we're going to have to do it again and again. It's certainly a possibility, but I generally think it's a good idea, and I think it will help people. So these rebates, this direct financial assistance, it's $1,200 for individual taxpayers or $2,400 for joint taxpayers. And there's also, I believe, a $500 credit or $500 will be paid for each child.
For children, yeah.
Right, exactly. And so the rebates, they call it a rebate. It's based on the taxpayer's adjusted gross income. And then it reduces a certain percentage reduces for every amount that's made over $150,000 for joint taxpayers, $112,500 for head of household, and $75,000 for individual taxpayers. The rebate is reduced 5% per dollar as you move up. So basically, for individuals, if you're making over $99,000 a year, you're getting zero. If you're making $198,000 as joint taxpayers, you're getting zero. If you're making $146,500 or more as a head of household, you're going to get zero. So the full amount is going to be paid for people who have that specific income. For example, the $75,000 or less for individual taxpayers, if that's what their gross adjusted income is, they're going to get the full $1,200.
But this is, Ron, this is the gross adjusted, not the net. Is that correct?
My understanding is that it's adjusted gross income.
Okay. So, in other words, to explain to somebody that might be confused, maybe you made a little bit more than $75,000, maybe you made $90,000, but you have deductions that take you down below $75,000, you'd still be qualified?
That's my understanding. What I've told individuals and corporate clients, talk to your CPA or your financial advisor to get the specifics of it. My understanding is it's based on the adjusted gross income. And for example, individual taxpayers, let's say you make $85,000 as your adjusted gross income, you will get some amount of the $1,200, but not the full amount.
Got it.
Because
okay.
As you move up,
I see.
It reduces until you hit a threshold where you get zero.
I see. We only have a few minutes left, Ron. Do you have any final thoughts you'd like to share overall on how we're dealing with this and how it's affecting people and what you can offer? And also, please give us your website, your email, your phone number, whatever you'd like to share at Kahana and Feld if someone would like to reach out to you.
Absolutely. So my email is rbrand, B-R-A-N-D, at kahanafeld.com, K-A-H-A-N-A, F as in Frank, ELD.com. Our phone number is 949-812-4781. I think that the federal government has taken decisive action. I was actually a little surprised. I thought things would get a little bit more bogged down and that the response wouldn't be as dramatic and as effective. But I think the federal government is trying to do its best to really help out individuals. Could it do better? Yes. I think we can always do a little bit better. But by passing the Families First Coronavirus Response Act, it's going to give people some money who are directly impacted by the pandemic, the increase in unemployment insurance to $600 a week, assuming a state agency adopts it, that's going to be very helpful. The payroll protection program is designed to keep people employed. That's the whole purpose of those loans, is that employers use them essentially to keep their employees employed. And so I think that the federal government did its best to step up to the plate, not to use a pun, and to try to do what's right. And we'll see what happens over the next several months. I know I've read that there will be some more stimulus packages. There will be some more assistance for employees. But the best advice I can have for employees that who are either furloughed, laid off, or their hours are reduced, to contact the California Employment Development Department, because there's a very good chance that you're going to get unemployment insurance, and not just the amount that California would give you, but the federal amount of $600 a week. And most of those individuals who apply for unemployment insurance will get at least the full $1,200 under this direct assistance program under the CARES Act, or some amount of the $1,200. So more needs to be done, but I think what has been done so far is a good first step.
Anyway, it's great to have you on the show tonight. I think you've been incredibly informative and helpful, and obviously we wish you and your family well. Be safe. Be safe with your firm. Be safe in the community. Stay home, etc. I would like to wish you a very happy week ahead, and also to all of our Angels Radio AM 830 family listeners tonight. Remember, this ain't over yet, people. It seems like it's getting better. The news is more positive, but we still have to stay in. We have to wash our hands. All that you know, the social distancing is really important. I've noticed just in the last few days, Ron, people are slacking off a little bit because they think we're getting closer to an answer. It's too soon, people. It's just too soon. So stay tuned to Angels Radio for all the information you need. Watch your local news. Just be careful and don't be stupid, because we want this thing to go away. And we want to be back to work. We want people to not lose their homes and not have their livelihoods totally thrown into the dirt. We've got to get this back together again. So do your part and come back again next Sunday night and listen to our show. I'm Bruce Cook, Angels Radio. Stay tuned, by the way, because following me, the station is going to play a legacy game from 219, the game that Albert Pujols did his 2000 RBI. You want to hear that. You want to enjoy it. You want to relish in it. Thank you for listening, everybody. Have a safe week and happy Easter tonight.